You're listening to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast, episode number 85.
Welcome to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. Business advice so easy, you'll feel like you're cheating. And now your host, Amy Porterfield.
Hey there, Amy Porterfield here, and welcome to another episode of the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. It means the world to me. Now, today's episode is all about the five marketing lessons that have shaped my online business. Now, at the time that this episode goes live, it will be Thanksgiving here in the US. And so because of that, I thought, well, I'll put a little bit of a focus on being thankful in this episode. So I wanted to talk about those five marketing lessons I'm most thankful for as they have shaped my business. But I'm always very sensitive about being too indulgent. I don't want to tell you too much about my own personal business experience or what my business looks like without making it really valuable for your business. So with each of these five lessons, I'm going to give you some action items that you can run with to make them work inside your business. Now I'm going to share the five lessons, and they're kind of deep. They're big lessons. They're not just little tasks or strategies. So because they're big, I want you to choose just one, if you're so inclined, for your own business. Meaning don't try to tackle all five of these marketing lessons, but I want to challenge you to find one that really resonates with you and you feel could make a huge difference in your business. So a quick list, and then I'll get into them more specifically. We're going to be talking about masterminding and finding a business coach. Now, I know I've already talked about this inside a different episode, and I'm going to link to that as well, but I'm going to share some more insights that I've never shared before about masterminding and finding a mentor. Now, the second thing I'm going to talk to you about is finding your marketing vehicle sweet spot. And this one's about platform, and I'm going to show you what it looks like in my business and how it made such a huge impact, and then give you some actions to start investigating this in your own business. The third lesson is all about my partnership. Now, you may or may not know that I actually have a business partner, and I've never really talked about him much, and I want to share with you how that happened, when it came about, why it came about, and what it looks like in my business if you've ever thought about maybe adding a partner to the mix. So that one's going to be really transparent. I'm going to share things I've never shared before, but I think it's time for me to talk about my partnership. That would be third. So the fourth lesson is all about affiliate partnerships and my philosophy around affiliates. And again, I've talked about this in past episodes, but I'm going to put a little slant to it and give you some tips to build your own affiliate partnership strategy. And then finally, we are talking about consistency, because if there's any marketing lesson that I need to be even better at and really focus on more and really take seriously, is consistency. So we're going to talk about that, what it looks like, and how we can add more of that to our business. Okay, so moving on now into our lesson, I want to start with a quick story. Last night, I was watching Oprah's masterclass. Have you ever seen any of her masterclasses? They are outstanding. So Oprah's masterclasses, they're not just for the ladies. So you gentlemen, I highly recommend it. Hobie was sitting right next to me watching this last night. Basically, what Oprah does is she finds some really prominent people to share their stories, and they share their journey to success in these masterclasses, but they do so by pulling back the curtain and talking about all the obstacles and challenges and the mindset that they actually have in order to get to where they are today. And there are actors like Jeff Bridges and Jane Fonda. There are people like Maya Angelou did one before she passed. Ellen DeGeneres recently did one that was outstanding. And it's so cool to see how they think and the choices that they made to get them to where they are today. Now, as an entrepreneur, I think these lessons are just so invaluable for us. And last night, she had Robert Duvall on. And Robert is an actor, and he's an older gentleman, so he's been doing this for a long time. His very first role was Boo Radley in To Kill a Mockingbird, the movie. And then he's probably best known for Lonesome Dove. So for you all that don't watch Westerns, maybe you don't know him as much, but he's been in some amazing movies. So anyway, that's not the point. The point is, he told this story that every entrepreneur listening today will find valuable. I'd be amazed if you didn't. And this is what he said. In his early career, when he was trying to become an actor, he was in New York. And he was taking on all these odd jobs, and they were silly jobs. Like, he was packaging women's garments for this company. And he hated that role. And he was doing, you know, working as a waiter, different odd things that he really didn't like. He wasn't getting paid well, and he wasn't really treated well in any of the jobs that he was taking. And then he landed a job at a post office. And it was a good job. He got paid more than he had ever gotten paid before. He knew that if he kept his nose down and got the work done, he was going to move up the ladder. They treated him well. It was just a really good job. Now, remember, he took this job to make money while he was trying to become an actor. But he had this realization, and this is what he said. He said, that job was really good, and they were good to me. And I had a moment where I realized, if I don't leave now, I'm going to be here for the next 20 years. Good stuff, right? Just think about it. The job was good. He could get really comfortable there and he could make a great living. And other people thought he had a great job too. Other people would have wanted that job. And he thought, I either need to leave now or stay for the next 20 years. And as an entrepreneur, I thought, wow, that's a great lesson for me and hopefully those listening to my podcast, in that where are we getting so comfortable and disguising it as a great opportunity that we aren't actually moving forward to follow our bigger purpose or our bigger passion? I think we've all been there in small ways and big ways. And I just wanted to challenge you to look at all the opportunities before you and all the activities that you're doing. And are there any that could be holding you back? So for example, in episode number 83, I did an entire episode about the mindset of building an email list. And I shared my own personal story of working with Mike Stelzner and Social Media Examiner in a support role that paid me well and really boosted my ego because I got to work with a lot of amazing people, and it was security. And nothing went wrong with that role, but I had to leave it because I knew I would never go on to the next thing that would get me to where I am in my business today. And that was a really hard decision. And a lot of times we might have opportunities that we're involved in that our family thinks is amazing, and our friends and our peers. I had friends saying, this is a great opportunity. You get to hobnob with some top level social media marketers that you'd never have access to. Why would you not want to stay in that role? And then I had a mentor that said, this role is holding you back. And so that's why I want to get into lesson number one, which is what a mentor or a mastermind or a business coach can do for you. So before I get there, though, I just want to reiterate, I want you to look at all of the things that you're doing in your business. Is it really difficult to leave? But do